Jeanette Jordan guides people into deep relaxation through sounds, from crystal singing bowls and hand pans to chimes, drums, and song. She says the ambiance helps align the nervous system, relax the mind, and rejuvenate the spirit. Jeanette runs Wild Nettle Wellness in McMinnville, and tomorrow night, starting at 6 p.m., she will host a sound immersion workshop at Mune Studio in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. Jeanette, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What is sound immersion?
For me, sound immersion is about dropping into the present moment and being able to relax. It's about communicating with your nervous system and giving your body and your brain information about how to relax and how to soften into the space. So I use a variety of different instruments of relaxation. So I have a reverie harp, I have a ukulele, some singing bowls, chimes, I use drums and hand pans as well. And it's really, for me, it's just about helping people to relax. We are living in a culture that is so distracted and we're always trying to get to the next moment. So I'm just inviting people to take a breath and be here now.
And when we say singing bowls, we should, for people listening, describe them.
The crystal singing bowls that I have here, they're made out of glass. The particular variety that I have are tuned to a G minor pentatonic scale, and they have a variety of sizes. Each one emits a different tone when you play it, and it's this beautiful, rich sound that can fill a room. It's very relaxing, very calming.
Because it's more than just about the instruments, it's about the sounds, it's about the vibrations, the tapestry that they are able to weave.
Yes, absolutely. And I'd start every sound immersion with a little meditation just to get people in their bodies, really feeling into their breath, aware of their surroundings. And then I invite people as I'm playing to listen to where I am in the room in relation to them. So, for example, I have a big drum that I'll walk around and play. And as I'm walking through the room and playing the drum, people have to regulate where is she in the room. So when they're using those listening skills, like the drum is far away or the drum is really close, sometimes, of course, not during COVID, but before COVID, I would play the drum directly over someone's chest or over their head so they could feel the vibrations of the instruments as well. So it's definitely an active sound immersion. It's an active process. It's not just laying down and listening. One of my favorite instruments to work with in the sound immersion is a reverie harp. So reverie harps have historically been used in hospice care, and anyone can play it, and it's just so beautiful and magical. I'll play it for you here.
And it doesn't take much to feel the effect.
I would say not. Yeah. I mean, something as simple as a beautiful chime being played in the room can just really clear the space or help people to be focused on what's happening in the moment. I know if you're like me, I'm always worried about my grocery list, my to-do list. I'm a college student, so sometimes I'm studying in my head, but when I'm playing these instruments, the only thing that I'm thinking about is the sounds that are being emitted in that space.
How did you find out about this? How did you get immersed, if you will, in sound immersion?
So I had been to a couple of sound immersion workshops in Nashville and a few on top of the mountain on Highway 8 close to Isha. I had been to a few workshops in the last 5 years. But they were mostly just working with crystal singing bowls. They didn't have a lot of other instruments that they were integrating into the space. And last year, I think it was in November, I started shopping for hand pans and singing bowls. And music has always been a part of my life, though. So for as far back as I can remember, I've been singing and playing the piano. I played the French horn in marching band. But I've never done anything musically as a profession. And this seemed like a beautiful way to integrate the different work I was doing, the body work and the sound immersion work, just seemed to really merge together well.
And the location to stage a sound immersion is also important because of the surroundings, because of the acoustics, and what that message sends to the people who participate, whether it is at the brick and mortar location that you are speaking to me from now, or coming down to Fort Oglethorpe.
Yeah, so I'm going to be in a yoga studio, Commune Studio, off of Battlefield Parkway, and we are going to be in a smaller, more intimate space. It is very important that the aesthetic of the space is pleasing too. So yoga studios have always been a great space. I have been to a yoga studio and I did a sound immersion, and there was this class, it was a hot yoga class happening downstairs, and we could hear it the whole time. And I was just so upset. Like, I was a participant. I wasn't actually playing, and I couldn't enjoy myself. I couldn't relax into the space. So it is very important that the container for the workshop is the right kind of environment.
And another thing you have to keep in mind in the space at Fort Oglethorpe is everybody has to be socially distanced.
Yes, I will be wearing a mask throughout the entire event. We are encouraging other people to wear masks throughout the event, but it is required upon entering and before you get to your mat that you're wearing a mask. We are operating at half capacity so that we can allow for social distancing. So I know that seating is limited in the space.
And if people want more information, where can they go online?
You can go to Mune Studios Facebook page and website if you are interested in this particular event. If you are interested in working with me personally, you can go to my website, www.wildnettlewellness.com. I also have a Facebook page that you can follow.
All right, Jeanette, thanks so much.
Thank you.